Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yes, hi. It's probably my cell number, not my home number. 949-350-6547.
Thank you, sir. Give me one moment to locate your account, please.
Sure. I've also got my customer number.
I've got you pulled up. Will you verify the name and address on the account for me?
Kurt Ahrens, 3 Drover Court, Tribute Creek Canyon, California.
Thank you for that verification. How can I help?
On February 2nd, I got an email stating that we're pleased to inform you that your delivery and buildup issues have been shipped from our warehouse and will arrive at the ship to address specified in your order form within 7 to 10 days. And it was my DeLorean binder, the display base, which I don't need, and 12 issues. And that was on February 2nd, and nothing's come. And they did hit my credit card for it. So when I go
for the DeLorean?
Yes, please. Yes. And it says you can track your order here. So when I click on the link, says we're working on your order. An estimated delivery date is coming soon.
Give me one moment to look into this.
Yeah, because that was 24 days ago.
Yeah, the automated email is definitely not accurate because it's taking up to 3 weeks. I've even seen some packages take a month to arrive, but I'm not seeing a shipment since December. Was it a reship?
No, no, these are all new issues. This is issues 57 through 68. So I do 12 a month. And then the binder, and the display base would be a duplicate. I don't need that. But, yeah, I thought this was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was a reship for, it looks like a shipment. Shipment was originally sent out like the 12th of January. One moment.
What, for the issues?
Yep.
No. No, I never got issues 57 through 68.
I understand, but they were, I mean, that was a reship that was done on those. Those were originally sent then, but apparently they never arrived, so there was a reship sent.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Hang on. Hold on. Wait a minute here. Hold on. Oh, my God. What the hell is going on with my head? Yeah, I got that.
You do have them.
I do have them. What the heck? What the heck? I'm so sorry.
You've got another charge that's also showing for those issues?
Let me pull that up for you. I can get my bank statement real quick.
Okay, because if you have another charge showing, I'm going to refund that.
Well, let me look real quick. I don't want anybody.
What?
I thought I did, though. I thought I checked this, but I'm going to check it for it real quick.
Okay.
It'll come up right now. Okay. So on February 2nd, $144 hit me. And that's what I thought this was for.
You know what?
What's going
on? Very weird, because that actually was authorized on Christmas Day, and I don't know if the warehouse thought it was sent out. It looks like basically that took. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that charge and I thought, oh, okay. And then the email came through, like that day. And I thought, oh, perfect. And then
it looks like when they, I guess when they sent it originally, I don't think the charge actually was posted to the account, because I see what you're saying, and that charge didn't actually come out. It did come out the 2nd of February, but you don't see any other charge between December 25th and February the 2nd.
Right now, let me look real quick so we all know what's going on. Okay, so I could tell you the dates that everything came out. Okay, so there's the one we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Then come back down here. Here's one for on 12/19 for $17, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. So you're right, there was nothing. And then the one for $134 in December. So you're right, there was nothing in January.
Cool.
So I think you're right. I think the charge came for January. Is that how that works?
I think so. The warehouse, like when it actually ships the product out, that's when the hard pull has supposed to be done. And the warehouse was moving like between January and now. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I think they got officially moved. And I don't know if maybe that's what was going on, and that's why the charge wasn't like submitted, but I see what you're saying. It didn't come out until the 2nd of February. But you do have the issues.
I see 57. The difference here. I see. Okay, let me tell you why there's a difference in the amount. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So on November 10th, 11/10, mm-hmm. I was charged $134.04.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we go up to December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
$134.04.
Mm-hmm.
And then December 19th, $17. I don't know what that is. Maybe a binder or something? Or
a special. Let me see which one it was.
So that video that they sent out?
I think
that was
so.
That video.
Yeah, the out-of-time Blu-ray.
Yeah, I already own that. But, okay, so then we scroll up. I see zero charges taking place until we get to February 2nd.
Okay.
And that's where it hits me for $144. And I think based on the email that came out that same day, yes, that's exactly what that is. Okay, that's exactly what that is. They just did it all of this late, but believe it or not, I'm going to tell you that the shipment came before. They just sent this email out after I got all this stuff.
I thought that's what happened, because like it's weird in the account.
Yeah.
I see the tracking number from like
yeah.
I think the 12th of January.
Yeah.
There's
just going, wait a minute. I just assumed that this was the next one, and then you and I, you know, because I go by the email, right? I just go, I'm going tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Right.
And, well, wait a minute, where's that shipment they first
got?
I never looked at the order, the issue numbers. Now I'm looking at them right here, I'm like, wait a minute, I got those issues. What are they telling me? Okay. Plus
the warehouse had a momentary. They lost their minds for a moment.
I know. And I was saying, well, I already got the base. I don't need another one. You know? And so, okay. So we're good. But so, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
you should
no,
not.
No, it's good. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay and that we're, you know.
Absolutely.
Definitely strange. Do you know when the next shipment will be going out?
Yes, it is going to be Tuesday, actually, is when that'll start processing. Do you want it to go out then, or
I want it to go out. Let's not mess with the schedule.
Okay.
Because I know what happens when something gets changed in the whole schedule. It's like everything goes crazy, and it requires multiple phone calls, and, you know.
It shouldn't. You should not have any. From what I have seen since the warehouse has moved, it has been very promising because they have been getting things out on time. I mean, you know, it was taking the other warehouse like 10 days or 2 weeks to get stuff out. And this one's getting them out within just a couple of days. They have been on point from what I'm seeing. Okay. So hopefully these issues have been resolved. And
okay, good.
Well, drastic measures had to be taken, but I think we've gotten them resolved.
Now, can I ask you something? Is the binder included in that next shipment?
It should have been in that one. Did you not get the binder?
I did get one, but somehow at one point they missed. And so every, I've got, the little booklets that come just floating around in my closet because I'm one behind. I'm one binder behind.
That's
the thing. So
there is one.
Is there going to be a binder in this next shipment?
Well, we did reship one out. It went out on the 12th. You haven't seen it yet, though?
No. They usually send those with the big box of stuff that you get when you get.
They just reshipped that one. It went out the 12th, but I'm just going to go ahead and reship one and hope, that maybe two will arrive, and that way you have an extra one if needed.
That's cool. I did a good thing for somebody when you guys actually double shipped that crystal case. I went out because I called up and I said, how much is it going to, you want this ship back? And they said, no, it's going to cost you way too much to ship it back to us. And I said, well, I agree because I had already gone and checked what shipping was on that thing, and it was insane.
I heard that it's like $100 from what
it was. And so I reached out to the DeLorean community on Facebook and said, look, guys, I've got an extra, crystal case for the Eagle Moss DeLorean. Who wants it for free?
I bet they jumped all over that.
Are you kidding me? I had offers from around the world. I want it. And I said, look, only United States only, because I already checked the shipping, before you guys. I already checked what it was going to cost to ship it back. And, to send it to England was like $300.
Oh, my.
And I was like, are you joking me right now? And so I had to make a note to all the people from around the world. And they're saying, I want it. One guy was in Australia, another guy was in England, on and on. And I said, U.S. only.
I
shipped it to some guy in Oregon, and the shipping was like $35.
Still, that's much better than 100 and especially 300. But that's still really expensive.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
It was insane. And it was the original box and everything, and you guys sent it to me. And that was actually more like, I think, $45. But, and that was slow boat. That was not overnight. That was just like taking its time. It was going to take about 7 to 10 days to get there.
Oh, my gosh. I did
so
not
know I, you know,
that.
I said, look, all you got to do is pay the shipping and I'll send it to you. So I did a good thing for someone, went out of my way.
Absolutely, yeah, and that is awesome of you. Not many people in this world will be that considerate to someone else.
Well, I was just thinking, to myself, what do I got? What do I need this for? What do I need a duplicate for? Why not help somebody out? So
that is so sweet of you. And it always good deeds always come back. So you're just creating good karma.
Good, I like that.
Well,
all right. Well,
Kurt,
thanks for helping me figure out this, mystery.
The craziness.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Was there anything else that I could help with it this time?
No, that's it. We're good.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.